This is the Why We Travel podcast, the podcast dedicated to those who want to explore the world on their terms. Each week, you'll hear from amazing travelers and experts sharing their best travel stories from the road. Listen to their unique travel experiences and get insider tips about their favorite destinations. Whether you're an experienced world nomad or just getting started, this podcast will inspire you, improve your travel skills, change the way you travel, and motivate you to get out and see the world. Discover the art of independent travel and meet fellow travelers in our online community. Now, let's get into it with your host and world traveler, Claus Lauder. Welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Why We Travel podcast. Today we want to talk about travel hacking, about working with points and how to get the most out of it. So as a guest on the show today, I have Julia Menes. He is a points strategy coach, a speaker and host of the GeoPriest travel podcast. After traveling to more than 30 countries before the age of 30 and saving thousands of dollars each year with points and miles, Julia distills the strategies from top award travelers around the world in the GeoPriest podcast and creates Instagram videos about credit card benefits such as trip protections and luxury travel opportunities. Hello, Julia. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well. I'm excited to chat with you.
Glad to have you on the show. Julia, tell me a little bit about your travels. First of all, what was your very first childhood memory of traveling?
My parents immigrated from the Philippines to US before I was born and in the US. So my first international trip was actually when I was six. We took a family vacation to the Philippines. And I just remember that flight, that plane seemed giant, especially as a six-year-old, like your feet aren't going to touch the floor. They're probably not going to extend all the way to the seat. That was just a really magical experience for me, and I think really sparked the wanderlust.
And totally relate to that. My first travel experience is very, very similar to yours. So now you have been traveled quite a bit, 30 plus countries, and you were diving into the topic of travel hacking and using points for your advantage. So that's a very specific topic and obviously on everyone's list to travel the most of what you get. And we want to dive a little bit more into this. So give me a broad overview of what it actually means to collect points.
Travel hacking in the style that I teach it is leveraging the different loyalty programs from hotels, airlines, and credit card companies. I'm based in the US. Most of my content is for a US audience, but we like to collect points largely through the co-branded credit cards and the different bank credit cards that let you transfer points to different airlines and different hotels. And then we also will collect points through some different strategies as well, whether that's different tools and apps and dining portals and shopping portals on the websites. There's so many different ways to earn points and miles and then redeem them for really amazing flights and hotels.
Okay. Give me an example. If somebody has not even started with that, what would be an entry point to get started?
I always tell people to work backwards because sometimes people hear about travel hacking and they get really overwhelmed really quickly. They're trying to study 30 different cards and which one's the best for them and what are the benefits of all of these different cards. And it's much, much easier if you instead work the other way around, where instead of saying, I'm going to get the cards and see what I can do, pick a place that you want to go to and then try to price out how much is this going to cost in points? Who even flies this route? What kind of points do I need? And then let that drive the moves that you make and what cards you get and what portals you are focusing on. For example, I'm based in Las Vegas. There's not a ton of direct international flights from here, but there are a ton from Los Angeles. So if I wanted to fly from Los Angeles to Japan, for example, there are lots of different tools to do this. One is Award Logic, and you can just search, hey, I want to fly from Los Angeles to Japan. Who flies there? How many points is it going to cost? What kind of points do I need? And then that will tell you what kind of cards you need from there.
Okay, so talking about tools, so it's not just going to a website of an airline and finding out how much it is. That there's tools out there helping you with that. How does it work? How do you use these tools?
You could go to every airline website, but there's probably at least 30 airlines that you want to check to cover all of the major partners. So that is really overwhelming. It's such a time commitment to do all of those different searches, especially if you're pretty flexible on travel dates. That's a lot of searching. With Award Logic, all they do is it's like a search engine and you just tell them where you're flying from, where you're flying to, and the different dates. And then you can try different date combinations, airport combination. For example, if I'm not flying or if I'm not finding anything from Las Vegas, I'll search for Los Angeles instead. And then it will search all of the different airlines for you. And It's going to tell you who all flies those routes, because flying from Los Angeles to Japan, you could do United, you could do Singapore Airlines, you could do ANA Airways, you could do Pan Airlines, I think, flies that route. You have a lot of different options there.
Okay. Now, collecting points is one thing, spending points is another thing. So how do you start collecting before you can start spending? You obviously need to collect. What's the best way there?
Most people are going to get the most points through credit card sign-up bonuses. So a lot of credit cards have something structured where you get 50,000 points or so if you spend $3,000 in 3 months. Those numbers can be vastly different between cards. But that is going to be how you get most of your points. And then every few months, you can just open a new card. Some of them don't even have any annual fees. As you're collecting all of these different points, a lot of people are afraid to open credit cards in the first place because they're like, what's my credit score going to do? But it actually does help your credit score. If you have more credit available because of the concept of credit utilization, they want you to keep that percentage of credit that you're using divided by credit that you have available. You want to keep that pretty low. As you open more and more cards, it actually really, really boosts the credit score for a lot of people who are in this game. There's tons of different ways to earn points and miles. The easiest and fastest is with sign-up bonuses.
Okay, so you collect your points on these different cards, and then once you got to the point where you want to spend your points, what's a good strategy in regards where to spend your points? Is this airlines? Is this accommodation, hotel chains? What's the best strategy there?
Yeah, so it's very important for people to know that not all points are created equal. If you have a flexible currency like Chase or American Express or Bilt or Capital One or something like that, I would probably aim to get at least 2 cents per value out of each point. So that means if I am transferring over 1,000 points, but I'm going to aim to get at least 2 cents of value out of each point. Whereas with different currencies like Marriott and IHG and Hilton, you're probably only going to get 0.5 cents per point when you do the valuation. So that's the threshold that I would tend to aim for. And then as far as the best transfer partners to transfer them to, I like to use my American Express points for international flights. I get a lot of value out of them that way. And I like to use my Chase and my Bilt point transferred over to Hyatt hotels. Out of the big four, Marriott, IHG, Hilton, and Hyatt, Hyatt is the one that's going to have an award chart rather than have their points price be directly correlated with their cash price. And so by having that award chart, they actually make it possible to have different sweet spots where you can get a lot of outsized value out of your points. So I'm really Team Hyatt for hotels for that reason.
Team Hyatt, here we go. So when it comes to points, miles, there might be other terms for it. What should you aim for? Is there anything specific you go for, or is it just different names for the same thing?
As far as what type to go for, I would recommend starting with the flexible one. So Chase, American Express, Citi, Capital One, and Bilt, because they transfer to lots of different partners. If you're going for United miles only, you can only really use that with United. Whereas if you have Chase points, you could use that with Hyatt, United, Southwest, JetBlue, Air Canada. They've got about 14 partners, I think. American Express has a lot of different partners as well. And it's going to have some in common and some that are different between the different banks. So for example, almost everybody is going to transfer to Singapore Airlines, but if you wanted to transfer points directly into American Airlines, then Bilt is the only one that's going to do that.
What's the biggest mistake that you see people doing with points?
I think a lot of people are like, I don't really know what to do with these. And there's a big mistake in the redemption side, but also on the earning side. So on the redemption side, people will redeem points for magazines or Roombas or just like household appliances because they just don't understand the value that you can get when you're transferring them for travel redemption. So that's one common mistake that we hear about. And then from the earning side, a common mistake is people will get one credit card and they just put everything on there and never go for another sign-up bonus ever again. And like we mentioned, most of your points are going to come from your sign-up bonuses. If you can rotate what card you're getting, you don't need to get 20 cards right off the bat, but one or two new cards every year or so, you can get a lot of points that way too.
Okay. With these cards, are there any downsides that you need to look at?
This hobby is only for people who can pay off their credit card bills in full every month. Otherwise, if you are carrying a balance from month to month, you're going to get charged interest on that balance. And these credit cards have some of the highest interest rates of any cards on the market. That's part of how they can offer such lucrative rewards is the banks are expecting that most people are not able to pay off their bills in full. In order to make this hobby worth it, make sure that you can pay off your bill in full every month And that way, all the points pretty much feel like they're getting, pretty much feel like you're getting them for free. Whereas if you have to pay interest, those interest payments are going to negate the value that you're getting out of the points.
Good point there. Now, with the cards, if you have them and you want to transfer points, is that possible or do they stay with you and there's no way to transfer them to someone else?
For transferring to another person, it's going to depend on the card. For example, the Chase Sapphire cards, you can transfer them to family members who have the same mailing address as you. And then there's different ways to do it too, where sometimes you can just make bookings for people where you don't have to transfer the points into their account. I have top tier status with Hyatt. I'm a globalist member. There's a form that you can fax to Hyatt. I think sometimes I think they accept it via email too, where you just fill out a physical form to say, I want to transfer points from one account to another. Or I can just make bookings for people from my account if I wanted to gift something to family or friends. And then from there, they can experience all of the different benefits that I get as a globalist. It's called a guest of honor booking, where even if they don't have any status, because I book it for them, they're treated like they have status, which means they get free breakfast, they get free upgrades if there's suites available. You get late checkout until 4 p.m. So lots of different perks.
Okay. Now we're talking mainly about United States of America here, the USA. Do you have any experience with other countries where it works there?
Largely, it's going to work best in the U.S., but there are also points creators who talk about this in Canada. Ricky John from Prince of Travel actually hosts something called the Travel Summit, which brings together American Canadian creators and from other countries as well to talk about points and miles programs in the U.S. and Canada. There's Manuel DeVere from Flight Hacks. He focuses on Australia content. There's Ollie from Ollie Travel Geek, who is based in the UK and talks about UK content. And then Kathleen Puller Christensen is an American who lives in the UK most of the year, so she writes for The Points Guy. There's lots of Canadian creators who are all speaking at the Travel Summit or attending the Travel Summit. It does work in different countries. I think Singapore might have a few, and Germany is going to be the best one out of Europe, but largely it's going to be US, Canada, a little bit of Australia, a little bit of UK.
Okay. If you're not in any of these countries, then you look into details to find someone who can help you there. So I understand you are a points strategy coach. So you help people going deeper into this topic. What do you do there?
So whenever somebody has a particular trip that they want to plan, or they're looking for how to earn a lot of points because they're trying to coordinate multiple people within the family on how to earn points and redeem points, I can help them with that. It's very popular with people who are booking a honeymoon and have a lot of wedding expenses, because then I can show them, here's how to allocate your wedding expenses onto different cards. And then from there, you are going to have enough points to get a honeymoon for free. So that's a very popular use case with points and miles.
Okay, I was just about to ask you, who is your perfect audience? Beside of couples getting married, anyone else who's among your clients?
Yeah, business owners who have a lot of business expenses and don't really know how to maximize their points. If you have a lot of business expenses, you could easily get top tier status with some airlines and some hotels without ever having to fly or stay there. You can just put all your business expenses onto their co-branded cards. And then for the couple vacations that you take a year, you will be treated like royalty on, for example, American Airlines. It doesn't have to be this much, but around $200,000 a year for your business, you can get top tier status with them. With Hyatt, I think it's around $120,000 will get you top tier status if you have the World of Hyatt business credit card. So that's an amazing use case as well, is for business owners who have a lot of spend. And that can be restaurant owners, anyone who has a store where you're paying for a lot of inventory. You can get points on all of those things.
Okay, sounds great. So I understand it's a relatively complex topic, but the benefits that you can get out of it are amazing. And having someone on your side like yours would definitely help to squeeze the most out of it. So where can people find out more about you?
So I mostly hang out on Instagram at GeoBreeze Travel. You can also find me anywhere that you listen to podcasts on the GeoBreeze Travel podcast. We interview a different person every week about their point strategy, because there are so many different ways to live a travel hacking lifestyle. And I really hope that you all go and check out the podcast and find somebody on there whose life resonates with you and whose points and miles and even personal finance style resonates with you as well.
Sounds great. I will put the links in the show notes, then you're just one click away. Julia, thanks so much for your time. I think that was a very insightful start into travel hacking, into building up a point strategy, and talk to you soon.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Hey, Klaus here. Before you leave, I have a question. Are you a traveler? Do you have a favorite travel destination or favorite travel experiences that you would like to share with the world? Then become a guest on the Why We Travel podcast. Simply message me and I will get you all the details for becoming interview guest. And then we take it from there. That's it for now. I see you in the next episode and have a great day.